A British invasion band is headed to San Antonio to perform next week. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan was able to speak with the singer, thought of as Herman, from Herman's Hermits.
He's Peter Noon, of course. And while his group was on the second tier of British invasion popularity, in the early and mid-1960s, they were huge. I asked how he got that distinctive sound in Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
The song was created around the guitar.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
It was also a smash hit, partially because of that sound, created on a Gretsch Country Gentleman guitar.
Which has a little damper between the two pickups, and it sort of deadened the strings to sort of sound like a dead banjo.
Peter Noon's singing career, though, wasn't his first career. As a young teenager, he was an accomplished actor.
Thank you for saying accomplished. When I was 12, I played a 12-year-old English boy, and when I was 13, I played a 13-year-old English boy. There were not many stretches involved.
He played a prominent role in the British soap opera Coronation Street.
Having been on the television a lot as an actor, I knew when the camera was on me. So by the time I got to Ed Sullivan's show, I knew how to work the cameras.
He got his musical start in British government-sponsored teen dance clubs that popped up to look after school the kids of working-class parents till they got off work. He and the Hermits created a real following.
When you had enough people in your following, you got a record deal. And if you were lucky, you made a record that was a hit. And if you didn't, you went back to high school.
But his leap into music was quick and seamless, and over time, some of his 10 songs in the top 10 were quirky. The quirkiest was a song about Henry VIII and all of his wives.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before.
That success in the world of pop music came young. Exceptionally young.
But I didn't think I was young. I thought I was a man of the world. Yeah, I was 15 and I was in a band and I thought I was very cool, but always living in fear.
If you look at his performance videos from the era, the last thing that comes to mind is fear. He appeared quite comfortable and the camera, well, loved him. A 15-year-old with the world on a string. So what was he afraid of?
I was afraid that the Beatles were so much far superior that we wouldn't get a shot. As my father say, they've got talent, you'll need to work quite a lot harder than that.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Noon says that finally the wisdom that comes with time gives him a different perspective on his place in the British invasion.
The whole uniqueness of the British invasion is something to behold, because Herman's Hermits weren't like the Beatles, and the Beatles weren't like the Stones, and the Stones weren't like the Who, and the Who weren't like the Kinks, and the Kinks and the Stones and the Who and the Beatles weren't like Herman's Hermits. Each one of them had a totally unique sound and look.
Since the early days, Noon and the Hermits sold 60 million albums, making 14 gold records. Besides touring, he now hosts Something Good with Peter Noon, Saturdays on Sirius XM.
I love the music, and I have basically a story about every one of the songs, so, you know, I'm never running out of stories.
And now he's bringing his live show to San Antonio's Tobin Center, and he says fans will hear all his big songs. He usually ends the show with kind of a hush.
There's a kind of hush.
When I sing it in the show, you see people hold hands with their wife, you know, 50 years. And you go, that means something.
What that means is his dad underestimated his talent. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
There's nobody else.